The Trump administration is quietly reviving its consideration of a long-stalled effort in Alaska to loosen pollution standards where fish spawn. State regulators proposed the rule change to how it enforces the federal Clean Water Act more than a decade ago. But it still needs approval from the Environmental Protection Agency. As Coast Alaska's Jacob Resnick reports, opponents warn if EPA gives the rule the thumbs up, it could help pave the way for controversial projects like Pebble Mine.
The Clean Water Act is the primary tool used by the feds to regulate water pollution. Industry often argues these standards are difficult to meet. Just ask guys like Frank Bergstrom, an Alaska mining consultant with 40 years of experience.
Alaska is a beautiful, pristine place, and there is no pollution, and certainly the background water quality is excellent. So if you follow the Clean Water Act to the detail, you pretty much have to discharge distilled water.
That's a bit of a stretch. Basically, the rules say you can't degrade water bodies. But years ago, Alaska and other states took the industry's view in mind when it came up with mixing zones. This compromise allows things like wastewater plants, mines, and oil refineries to exceed pollution standards in designated areas. If they are held within agreed-on limits, the courts have generally held this would be allowed. Environmentalists don't agree. Bob Shavelson heads up advocacy for Cook Inlet Keeper in Homer.
Mixing zones embrace this old, tired notion that dilution is the solution to pollution. It only came about when lawyers from oil, gas, and mining corporations wanted to push this in through rulemaking. So it got in there, and we smartly said we don't want to see these polluting mixing zones in our spawning habitat in Alaska.
There are clear limits. Alaska doesn't allow mixing zones where fish spawn. But in 2004, Governor Frank Murkowski's administration proposed adding exceptions to that ban. It was panned by the fishing industry, and opposition was overwhelming at public hearings held in 2005. The two-year effort seemed to die quietly. But now, more than a decade later, it's back. EPA's regional office sent a letter to Alaska tribes last December notifying them that the DEC's 13-year-old rule is now under consideration. Shavelson notes that tribal consultation is one of the boxes the feds need to check before they can rubber stamp it.
This is an old rule that we thought we had beat back at the EPA level, but here it is rearing its head again.
Central Council of the Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska has asked for more information. The tribe's resource manager, Desiree Duncan, says,
our big concern is the fish spawning areas and the effects that that will have on our fisheries and our subsistence way of life.
Proponents point out that the revised rule still contains language to protect fish spawning. Bergstrom calls it a common sense approach.
This allows science to be used here to see whether or not there is an impact. If there is going to be an impact, then it's either going to be mitigated or it's not going to happen.
Environmental attorney Vicki Clark looked at those protections. She put it this way.
It's something where you could basically drive a truck through the loophole.
Her organization, Trustees for Alaska, is a vocal opponent to the proposed Pebble Mine at the headwaters of Bristol Bay, and she's worried about this rule's timing.
I'm speculating to a certain degree, but we have the Pebble project moving forward with an EIS for their wetlands permitting, and we have the oil and gas facilities in Cook Inlet that are starting their process for a new permit, and mixing zones are part of those. And so it's just very interesting that this is coming forward and now moving through EPA, where there is no more public process.
EPA staff declined several interview requests. The regional office released a statement confirming that it's in contact with tribes. It also said it's consulting with the National Marine Fisheries Service for impacts to listed endangered species, another box it has to check. The federal agency referred further questions to state DEC. DEC staff declined to comment. Instead, it provided talking points prepared in 2005 by Governor Murkowski's administration. Then it referred questions back to the EPA. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.